long enough.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
We are recording now. Okay, what's up, everyone? Welcome to this episode of... Oh, fuck, I forgot what it's called for a second.
Mountain Mysteries.
Mountain Mysteries. Yes. I'm Jay, and I am here with the lovely Nokomis Fairbanks. Friend, yes. Partner, tattoo extraordinaire.
Partners in crime.
And partners in crime. Yes. And today, we are going to talk about, I don't know, just kind of like a introduction to Noko. And just some just some things that they have experienced. And yeah, we're just going to be like a little convo episode, I guess.
Come on.
Okay, so introduce yourself.
Hi, so I'm Nokomis Fairbanks. I am indigenous, Siksika Nation, I am a tattoo artist here in Lexington, Kentucky, and I am Jay's close friend and partner, and I'm just here chilling and telling spoopy stuff.
Hell yeah.
Disturbing yeah. stuff.
Well, see, like, I thought it would be a cool episode to do just because, like, in the indigenous community and just, like, some of the things that, like, happen solely kind of to you and you guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I think it would be really interesting to, like, explore that and talk about that.
Yeah.
And because there's some spooky fucking shit that happens to you.
Yes.
There is.
Like, for so long, I think as long as you've known me, there's always been something weird happening
something
to
weird.
Me. Always.
Yeah, what is, like, what is, like, the first thing you can remember when you were younger?
The like, well, like, oh my gosh, because that trails into 10 different memories.
Go for it.
I think, like, the earliest thing was actually my first encounter with, like, a spirit, like, especially, like, not knowing exactly what it was we used to live out in this house in Bath County. That's, like, where our family farm is.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, I was, like, laying in bed. It was late at night. I remember I couldn't sleep, and I was just kind of, like, freaking out. And I used to do this... Basically, I used to do this thing all the time where I would chew on stuff whenever I was scared or, like, very nervous or uncomfortable. So
like
I remember,
people do with their nails.
Yeah. I never chewed my nails. I always just chewed things. Anything mm-hmm. from my hair to, like, random pieces of stuff. And I remember laying in bed, and I was, like, looking out into the corner of my room next to the window. And I saw something, like, hunched over in the corner.
Oh, that's good.
And I remember, like, oh, that's wonderful. That's great. But I remember, like, it being so pale and, like...
Oh, we're starting off strong, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay. Like, it was... what's weird, too, is, like, I feel like whenever people think about spirits, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, like, an apparition you could see through. No. Like, half the time, anytime I see...
Sheets and shit.
Anytime I see, like, anything like that, I mean, they're very... firm. They're very firm. Or like, you know, like they're tangible.
Yeah.
I remember like laying there looking at it, and it was like bent over into like the corner, hunched over itself, and it was just like this really pale gray color, and it had no hair. It was like almost like it was like nude. It didn't look entirely human, but like
sticky.
It looked sticky. Yeah, it was just very gangly.
Like clammy looking.
Yeah, like gross. Oh, yeah. That's what you meant by sticky. I thought you meant like
gooey.
His arms looked like sticks.
No.
Oh, is that what you meant? No, okay. We're on the same page. Okay.
No. No, not like a stick. Not like a stick. Like a...
Like...
yeah.
Like sticky.
Like has a sheen to it.
No. It looked fucking eczema.
It looks like what?
It looked like eczema.
Oh, okay.
No, so it was just like, you know, leaning over like in the corner, and it slowly turned to like look at me.
Mm.
And that was like the first experience I ever had. Actually, funny enough, what happened after that is I was chewing on a piece of an Easter basket because I was so scared. And my mom and dad basically told me to fuck off. And like I was like eating it, and I swallowed a piece of the Easter basket, and they had to take me to the ER because there was a piece of wood lodged in my throat. So yeah, that's my first experience. Like,
okay. Well, is that something that is like, do you know what it was? Do you think it was something?
I don't know. For as long as you've known me, you've known about, like, the cat. And, of course, we're going to get more into, like, that stuff.
And
like
with Haley and stuff.
Yeah, like, in another episode about, like, that. But I don't exactly know if that was ever, like, my first experience with the cat. I just think that was my first experience ever understanding and seeing spirits.
Yeah, like something else.
Yeah.
Like, acknowledging that something else is there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, I know that in my culture, now I can't speak for like every like tribe and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. Like me and my close friend Dikinehi, they're also indigenous, they're Mohawk, and they talk a lot about, and I agree with them, you know, like we're both like, they're a much different type of medium than I am, but the fact that like there's a huge difference between like spirits and dead people.
Yeah, for sure.
Like massive. Like yeah. Spirits are like definitely like non-human.
They're non-human. They're like otherworldly kind of.
Yeah, very otherworldly, different plane.
Yeah, it's not on the same, like you can't compare apples and oranges, that kind of thing. Not
at all. Yeah.
I get you. So that's what you would consider yourself as, like a medium?
I guess. I never actually considered myself a medium for a long time because I didn't understand what I was going through.
Yeah.
I knew that I always like experienced spirits and knew about them and would hear them and occasionally see them and stuff, but I never thought to myself, I'm a medium.
Like I'm a medium.
I'm medium rare. Like I never considered myself one until I think it was like 2 Samhains ago. Mm-hmm. Like I was spending Samhain with Dikinehi and their previous partner. Mm-hmm. And that night we were like running around, you know, like Samhain is like a time where you pay a lot of offerings to spirits and the ancestors and stuff, and of course like a lot of our other ancestors were around, but there was like this there actually was like a dead person like in the house at the time that we had no idea where it came from. It was just like this little girl who was running around the house.
Okay, for a split second I was like, oh, you were there. And there was a dead person just...
There was just a dead, like, a body.
Someone died in the house and we had no idea.
They were drinking wine and just passed out.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah. A little girl
was drinking wine. Oh, no, that sounds bad.
Yeah. Yeah, so go on about that. Sorry.
No, I mean, that's just it, you know, like, and me and Dikinehi were actually sitting down talking about it and they were just like, oh, no, you're definitely, like, a medium. Oh, just, like, because... Yeah. A lot of people have like weird ideas of what mediums are. It's not one specific thing. There are mediums who communicate solely through, like for me, like I'm a dream walker. So like in my culture, it's actually called something specific, but it's like spirit work through dreams.
Yeah.
And then I will occasionally see things and occasionally hear things. But Dikinehi, for example, can hear and see things all the time.
Ooh.
So sometimes we'll experience the same thing.
That's like, both of those are very like... extreme to wrap your head around,
you know? Yeah,
but then I can't even begin to, I mean, there's been things, there's been aspects, and like I've seen things, I've heard things, that kind of stuff, but I wouldn't go as far to call myself a medium by any means.
Yeah.
Just because like I haven't really dived into it that much myself. Like I don't know, I'm aware that I can, that like I'm more aware about things that are around than a lot of other people.
Yeah,
but like in a way, it kind of scares me.
Actually.
You got boogie monsters in you.
Spit is what it is.
Okay.
Actually, it's funny that you say that. Because my friend Kia and so forth, she's been around for like a lot of the experiences that I've had. And she's seen and experienced things as well. But she is petrified to actually dive into it. And I think that's because inherently... a lot of people are taught from a very young age to fear spirits.
Yeah,
and I think that has a lot to do with, like, colonialism and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, the spread of, like, I guess, like, Abrahamic, like, religions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, it dives into, like, all that other stuff.
I was raised super religious.
So yeah.
We all know that. And for sure, I would say, like, at an early age, I was just taught to fear or avoid that. Like, in my household...
Demonic is satanic!
No, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was fucking... Yu-Gi-Oh! Was satanic. I couldn't watch Harry Potter.
Barney!
Barney, bro.
My dad and Barney!
Yeah, and then, like, I could... My grandmother threw away my Panic at the Disco CD because she said it was satanic!
You should have seen... back in the day when we didn't know that Blood on the Dance Floor was problematic.
Fuck.
My dad found, like, my Blood on the Dance Floor, like... CD thing, and he like broke it in half and like tossed it like in a fire in the backyard, and I was like, oh, true.
He was doing you a favor and you didn't even know.
He was
like I said, I wouldn't call myself a medium by any means, but like I've been around you enough to know that like when I'm around you, things happen.
Literally everyone I'm around says that.
Yeah, things happen. Things feel more electric in the air. Things happen. That's the only way I can describe it.
Well, you remember at my ex's house, Asuka's mom's house, like out there, her mom said that she had never experienced anything out there ever. until I started staying over and hanging out over there. And she said the craziest stuff started happening. Like, a woman crying was, like, one of the main things that she heard for a while. Stop. Seeing things going missing.
Yeah. Oh, that happens to me all the fucking time.
The weed box scenario. Oh, my gosh. That was, like, so scary. That even scared me. And I'm, like, used to spirit stuff.
So what happened?
This was back when me and Sky were dating. And it was 4th of July. And her mom had left out to Colorado for 2 weeks. We were watching the house. Mm-hmm. And something happened, or, like, whatever. I can't remember exactly. But I remember she went to go take a shower, and I was sitting in the living room. And Skylar was really frustrated that she didn't have, you know, anything to smoke on her. And, you know, and now she was already used to weird shit going on, like, all the time. There was always something scary. And now, the thing is that, like, we know the house, like, very well. And, like, where we were sitting in the living room, we were there the entire time, and this box was not there, okay? Mm-hmm. I leave the room to go to the kitchen and come back, and there's a box that appears on the
coffee table?
No! What is it called? You put your feet on it. The ottoman?
The ottoman, yeah.
The ottoman. It was... it appeared on the ottoman, and I had just my feet... Obviously, it was not there before. My feet were just on it. So, I opened it, and it had, like... a lot of smoke in it. And, like, a lot of... And I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know that meme of, like, Mr. Krabs where it's like...
It's, like, faded out and it's, like, spinning. Like, the room's spinning.
That was, like, that was, like, me. I was... And
overstimulated Mr. Krabs.
I called out to her. I was like, Sky, you know, like... And she, like, comes out, you know, because she obviously, like, I was, like, petrified and she thought I was dying. So she, like, runs out in a towel. She's like, what? Like, what's wrong? And I'm like... Did you put this here? Like, is this yours? She's like, where did you get that? Her mom called us, like, a few minutes after that and asked, I can't find my box with my stuff in it. And I'm telling you that shit appeared. It appeared out of the blue. I lost my mind. She's like, I had it this morning. I don't know where it went.
In Colorado?
In Colorado! I was like...
Say Colorado.
Say I'm a giraffe.
Okay, sorry. No, that's crazy.
No, like stuff like that happens all the time. Like, Tommy gets stuff stolen from him, like, all the time.
There's things that happen to me and him all the time. Like, we'll be like, where are the fucking keys? And of course, it's when we have to be somewhere specific.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, hooks where we hang shit, like, hang our keys up, and we're very good about doing that. And then Em's like, well, it should be on the hook. And I'm like, well, fucking not. Maybe the cat's got it. Maybe the dog got it. Whatever. And then it'll be, like, in the center of the sink.
Yeah.
Like, where should not be.
Well, I told you about my engagement ring going missing.
Yeah, it's still missing.
It's still missing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Spirits be tricky.
So, I have a question. Now, obviously, I'm not going to say... Okay, this is, like... I'm so white, Jesus Christ. Okay, so, everyone always, it's like everyone treats the specific thing that I'm going to talk about like it's a cryptid. Okay, so, everyone listening probably knows what I'm hinting at. It's a thing that, what do they call
it? I can say it for you if you want.
Flesh pedestrian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so... So that gets into, like, a really interesting discussion because, like, and it kind of ties into two different areas. So I'll speak the first thing just really fast and then head into that. Mm-hmm. So, the one thing is that indigenous cultures are not, like, monoliths. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of people think that a lot of the practices that we have are all, like, universal. There are some things that are kind of, like, I guess, quote unquote, universal, but, like, not really. They have, like, their own, like, little niches. But what you're talking about is skinwalker or... I can say I have protections. It's fine.
You can say that. I'm not even going to step foot.
I'm correct, because the Skinwalker is a Diné, which is the Navajo spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, easier said. But I believe that the pronunciation is Nilagodushi. I don't speak Diné, so it's really hard to pronounce. But so for any Diné listeners, I'm sorry if I butchered that. I'm so sorry. So that is not something specifically that, Because you have to think of it as that, like, a lot of spirits actually are regional in a lot of ways.
Oh, that's true.
So, like, a lot of people who think that they experience the quote-unquote skinwalker actually are not. They're just experiencing just probably another spirit. I mean, there are a lot of weird, creepy spirits out there.
It's just, like, whenever you were talking about that first thing that you experienced, hunched over in the corner, of course, that's where my brain
immediately goes. Oh, yeah, and actually for a lot of people it does, yeah. And, like, and I guess that also gets into, like, how people think of, like, the differences between cryptids and spirits is the fact that cryptids are usually related to a folklore, like they're kind of like
there's like the not deer that we saw,
like the not deer, while spirits like the Wendigoag and the skinwalker and for example like the river serpent and stuff like that,
the what now,
river serpent, like the oh my gosh, my tribe has a very specific name for it that I'm literally trying to remember, but there's only 1,500 Blackfoot speakers and I'm trying. but there's like, those are directly related, like they are spirits.
Yeah.
They are things that like, you know, exist like out in our world that have the potential to be extremely dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, you see like the same thing for like Wendigoag, which is like a very common story, like in my tribe, in our region, you know, because like the Siksika people, you know, Anishinaabe and so forth, like all up like towards Canada have like this story or a version of it. And it's not a cryptid. It's a very real spirit. It's a very scary spirit.
Yeah, no shit. Well, see, I just, you know, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about that kind of like this specific thing with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to step on anything, and I don't feel like it's my place to talk about these things. Sure. So I just thought it would be good to have you on here to talk about it.
Yee.
Because, you know, I know it's, like, part of your culture and it's not part of mine. So, I mean, I just don't want to, you know, fuck be anything respectful. Up. I want to be respectful, baby. So could you talk about that story a little bit, or, like, what?
So I actually don't. So the only thing that I understand, and now, again, this kind of gets into, I hear multiple different stories on, like, the origin of skinwalkers, so I can't exactly tell, like, word for word. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, it is a medicine person who has become corrupt.
Oh.
And so
I've never heard that.
They shapeshift, and instead of healing people, they do harm. Ah. Now, that is extremely summarized, and there is a whole backstory on it, but I'll reach out to, like, one of my Diné friends to ask them for, like, more elaborate story. Mm-hmm. But for the Wendigoag, which is like the Wendigo, like the story that I always grew up with, was that two brothers were leaving their village because it was in the dead of winter. Mm-hmm. Everyone was starving. They had no food. And they decided they were going to leave the settlement and go hunting. And this long hunting expedition, they were going to bring back as much like meat as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it was snowing at the time, so they go to leave and they get caught in a which is a very prominent time for those of you who don't know. Like the Wendigo is like a winter spirit, you know. So
that I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that plays into it. That's why, like, the when I'm most scared to go outside is at nighttime in the winter. You will not catch me outside.
You always ask me or Tommy or whoever to be like, you want to go outside with me?
Yeah, no, I hate going alone. I'll just be like, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
But so they leave, they get trapped in a snowstorm, become snowblind, and they have to find shelter. So they find shelter like in a cave or like something similar. Mm-hmm. They go crazy. So they're there for days, and one of the brothers kills the other brother and eats him. So the Wendigoag is, so the creator, so after like the brother kills the other brother and eats him.
Yeah.
The creator forever cursed this brother to wander the world forever, to wander the earth forever.
With, like, never being satiated.
Never being satiated, always being hungry, always being thirsty, to never have love. Like, all that, like, it was, like, a curse.
Yeah.
I guess it's, like, the easiest way to put it.
It's kind of sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
But I guess you could say, like, the Wendigoag or the Wendigo is, like, a greed spirit, like, or, like, a famine and stuff like that, like, which is why, like, a lot of portrayals of it is, you know, very tall and slender and gaunt, like, hungry looking, and I've definitely had, like,
lanky.
Yeah. Lanky boy. Of course, there are plenty of different variations in the story. That's just the variation that was taught to me, like, growing up. But there are, like, I've definitely had encounters, my sister has. And
didn't you talk about one where, like, you were driving? Is that what, is that the same one? Is that, like,
I was driving.
Yeah, like, you were going around a corner.
No, that was with Sky, too. That was the same night that the box showed up.
Fuck that.
I don't know what that was. I still think back to that all the time, and I'm like, like, what the fuck is that? No, I just think that that was something in the woods.
So you and your sister both have experienced
four different people with us.
Wow.
So here's the thing, is like what I always tell people when it comes to like spirit work or encountering spirits, is that it is much different when you experience it on your own.
Yeah.
You are easy to dismiss, quick to dismiss, but when it's with other people, it becomes extremely real very fast.
Yeah.
So this was actually when my Uncle John was still alive, and it was in the dead of winter. We had a bad snowstorm come through Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of school at this time. I think it was like 3 weeks at this point. The snow was so bad. And My Uncle John hired this woman named Jan to walk Thor, which was his dog. And we would go out with Jan and our friend Courtney down the street
mm-hmm.
every night to, like, walk the dog. This is, like, 3 a.m.
Of course.
Oh, it's very late.
It's always fucking 3 a.m.
Well, there's this little area down near my Uncle John's house that had, like, a bunch of these willow trees and, like, the stream. It was very beautiful, and I used to go down there all the time. And we're walking down there is me, Lucinda, which is my sister, Courtney, and Jan, and the dog. And we're walking by there, you know, and it was snowing really heavy outside. And, like, we stopped because Thor was, like, on high alert. He was, like, looking around, like, acting weird.
Yeah.
Everything, fell dead silent. It was, like, all the cars in the city, all of the animals, like,
everything
like
the just dogs.
Everything was, like,
muted.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly. Put on mute. And then we smelled like this terrible stench. It was like dead. Like, you ever like drove by a bloated deer on the side of the road?
Yeah, everybody has. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it just smells god awful.
Like dead.
That,
like
yeah,
death.
Like death.
Yeah.
Like death.
Like death. D-E-A-F.
D-E-A-F.
It smells like you can't hear.
Yeah, it smells like you can't hear. Yeah. I looked down into the embankment.
Mm-hmm.
And there,
like into the creek?
Yeah. Okay. Well, where the stream was, it led into this hole in the wall. And there was just a brick wall, like, mm-hmm. next to the hole or whatever. And I looked down and there was something. It was almost like the first time I ever saw a spirit when I was a kid. Mm. Hunched over. But it was so, what's crazy is that it was bigger than a dog, but smaller than a bear.
Ew.
But it was super hunched over, though.
Yeah.
And they saw it too, and like Courtney and Jan were just like, oh my god, like what is that? Like, and they got like really uncomfortable.
You didn't have lights or anything? Like, you couldn't?
No, yeah. It was just the street lights illuminating everything. I had a camera with me that mm-hmm. my dad got me. It was a film camera.
Yeah.
This gives me chills like every time I think about it. So it's down over the embankment and its head is like shaking, like violently.
Stop.
I'm not even kidding. It was like legit something out of like a scary movie. You know those horrible scary movies where the head's shaking violently and the body's like still and it's like.
Yeah, stop. Stop, yeah. Stop, stop. That reminds me of a dream I had. I'll tell you about that later when we're not recording. But go on.
I'm curious.
Yes. So it's vibrating.
It stands up.
Okay.
It stands up. And immediately, I was just like, something is, like, wrong.
Something's
and
Thor, wrong. You need to get out
yeah,
of there.
Yeah, like, Thor starts freaking out. But I thought, okay, before I go, I need to take a picture. I took a picture of it. Now, here's where it gets scarier.
No.
I took a photo. And, like, you know, those old film cameras have the brightest flash on God's yeah. green earth. Like, oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's like a big-ass bulb, yeah.
It was horrible. The light illuminated everything around it and behind it, but not it.
I hate that.
I so it was still like, have the photos.
No, you don't.
I do. They're at my dad's house.
Oh, my God.
He actually found them not too long ago and asked what they were, and I told him, don't worry about it, and just, like, put them back.
So, like, everything was illuminated, but, like, where it was, like, a void.
It was like, not even, like, a void. Think of it as, like, makes a Skyrim reference. You know the, you know the black skeletons that have
yes.
the mist around them?
Ew.
Yeah. That was, like, the mist. It was, like, just black, gray.
And everyone there saw it.
Yes.
Ew.
Everyone there saw it. And that's what confirmed it to me even more. Now, I always, like, thought to myself it was just one scary experience. But for months after that, I had severe night terrors. Ew. I had bad night terrors. And that was not the last time.
So it was very aware of you. And it probably was like, I'm here, bitch.
Well, like- so what's actually funny is that, like, when the Goag, the way that it hunts is by playing mind games with you. It will psychologically break you down. before.
To make you vulnerable.
To make you vulnerable.
Ew.
So,
as, yeah. I have to drive home alone tonight, and I'm not fucking looking forward to it.
See something.
No, stop.
That's not the last time either. Lucinda had like a direct like encounter too, like in Ohio, like yeah. as soon after that.
Same thing. This gives me anxiety.
It was so.
Oh my god.
And it's so funny because I hear so many of like these quote unquote encounters on like TikTok. And I'm like, shut up. Like, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I saw this thing in the woods and it chased after me and my friend and it was screaming, help me. And it's like, no. Don't.
A lot of spirits will do that.
I'm sure it will, yeah. But like, I'm pretty sure every Tom, Dick, and Harry has not had an experience with one.
No, it's yeah. so insanely rare.
Yeah.
And it usually, so this is another thing that I don't know is entirely accurate, and I'm actually going to have to reach out to other tribes who have like the Wendigo Ag or a version of it in their culture.
Yeah.
That apparently it comes to people who are experiencing heavy grief mm-hmm. or like pain or like sadness.
Yeah. Well, that makes me think, though, like, in that instance, I mean, you were talking about your Uncle John, and he was, I mean,
he died,
like, was it shortly thereafter? That. So maybe, was it more of a...
Well, they say that it's like so that's actually interesting, too, because there's a lot of stories that I've heard. Now, I don't know if it's entirely accurate is the only thing, is that there's a lot of stories that I heard that sometimes these spirits do bring premonition, like, you know, like, warnings. Yeah. But that's another thing, too, is that, like, some stories are so few, far in between. You don't yeah. know. A lot of, like, because a lot of our culture is spoken word.
Yeah.
Our stories.
They're not written texts.
Are, yeah,
and
they're
stuff.
Not written texts.
It's passed
a lot
down
of time.
Through generations.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, things get kind of like, things are different from, like, a lot of different stories, but they
lost
all have, like,
translation.
Kind of the same. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's really cool. See, like, we've talked about stuff, like, things that are happening to us, or, like, we'll call each other and be like, you won't fucking believe what
you
just happened.
You won't fucking believe
it. Yeah. But we've never actually talked about, like, the origins of, like, the first thing you experienced, or, like, I didn't know half that shit.
I have had some pretty disturbing experiences. I actually think, my Uncle John's, I experienced a lot with the cat there, specifically.
Oh! We'll have to wait out. Oh, no! Okay, ignore that. Sorry. An alarm went off. It's fine. We can't edit that out.
Damn it.
I mean, we probably could, but I'm not good enough to do it, so.
It was the house in Colonial Drive mm-hmm. that scared me.
Yeah.
I experienced a lot there.
Do you think it was the house specifically, or just the fact that you were at the house?
I think what's so interesting is, like, I don't know how, but I think that I bring, and this is where Dick and Nahia kind of popped in to tell me that they think that I attract spirits.
I would love to have them on here.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
never met them, and I want to so bad.
They are lovely, and I think they would totally be down.
Sick. I love that. I love that.
But I definitely have, there's, like, a lot of things that
happened at the house.
And just to me in general. A lot yeah. of things that my dad experienced, and my dad will not, like, believe.
Talk about and, like,
acknowledge. He was petrified.
No.
But
no,
he never
no.
experienced it when I wasn't at the house. Neither did Lucinda.
There's something about you. There's something about you specifically. Maybe, do you think it's because, I mean, not to get into, like, too much of your personal life or anything like that, but that the fact that, like, you really accept your culture, like, do you think that maybe you allow these things in, or is it, like, do you think that has something to do with it?
I feel like anybody who is heavily connected to their spiritual path will, I guess you could say, like, invite more things in, I guess is an easier way to put it, but I think it's because, like, I allow spirits to come to me. You know, yeah. like, I've never been, well, I was going to say, I've never been nervous to communicate with spirits. That's a bold-faced lie. I was scared of spirits for a very long time. But, like, I think it's because, like, there's just something about me that's easier for them to come to.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know if it, I mean, like, my culture is heavily spiritual. I mean, it's heavily centered around working with spirits, I yeah. guess you could say. And with me being, like, a two-spirit, like, individual, you know, like, our role in a lot of, like, our tribes and, like, how our tribes are set up is that, you know, like, we were, like, medicine people and spirit mm-hmm. workers and stuff like that. So, like, I think that has probably, like, a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with the fact, too, that, like, my family's experienced, like, a lot of, like, crazy things that probably enabled me to experience
yeah.
stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Creepy. Yeah, so is there any other thing you want to specifically talk about, or did you want to talk about, like, I don't know, any other stories or anything you had in mind?
Honestly,
You were mentioning the cat people, and I think, like we said, we'll talk about, like, the cat shadows and, like, the cat people with Haley, because Haley's experienced some
shit. So, actually, Haley had messaged me, because there is an important distinction between my experience and her experience.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that the spirit that has been attached to my family for a long time, we called the cat, but it's not a cat person.
Okay.
It's very tall and it's slender and it slinks.
It slinks?
Like a cat.
Yeah.
It's very quick and very quiet and, like, it just watches.
Yeah. You know?
So, we just always called it the cat. But I remember one specific instance at my Uncle John's house. I was sitting on the bed, and this is before he even had cats. He just had two dogs. I saw something run from down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
All the lights, like, flashed on. It wasn't even, like, you know, they flicked on. It was, like, almost like the bulbs were busting. And I saw something with a very long black tail go into the bed.
Fuck. Fuck a bunch of that. Was it your bed? Because I would not be hanging.
It was my Mimi's bed. And it was crazy. My Mimi was in the kitchen and she saw it.
Ew. Ew.
She's very Mormon. Mimi is very Mormon, so immediately she was just like,
no,
brings out the Bible. Oh, like, yes. She, like, was like,
not having that, not having that shit.
But, like,
the power of Christ compels you.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yes.
But, like, at specifically, like, Colonial Drive, I mean, I had experiences with the cat, but I think that something was very wrong with that land in general. Like, something, there were, I think some of the scariest experiences I had are spirits mimicking voices.
Ew.
And that happened several occasions.
Is that a common thing?
I mean, I guess you could say that it can be. I mean, it depends on the type, because all spirits are, like, completely different from each other in ways. And, like, I guess it just depends on the type of spirit that's, like, around you and who they are and stuff. But I definitely had experiences with spirits, like, mimicking voices and stuff like that.
Nah, see, I don't fuck with that. Well, see, that, like, in in our last episode, we talked about the crying woman that we heard at our house, right? And one thing I failed to mention whenever we were talking about that instance and how we heard a crying woman and how M ran out and no one was there and it wasn't the crazy neighbors fighting or anything, is that it almost sounded like the crying woman that we were hearing, it was like, it was something trying to sound like a crying woman.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, it was, and it was like the same cry over and over again, like, over and over and over again, like a fake wailing.
See, yeah. In the Native community, you hear that and you're just like, going back inside.
See, I was kind of scared because Em immediately got up to go outside by himself. And I was like, I'm going to stay right here.
My native ass be in my bed just ignoring it. I'm just like,
turns up Spotify.
This is why you white people don't survive long.
Fucking A.
No, like, I've definitely heard stuff like that before.
I,
like,
hate that.
Like, it's crying.
Yeah, I don't like the idea.
My mom's house.
Yeah.
In, like, regularly from the basement area, we would always hear, and I remember Skylar one time, like, called me losing her shit because she heard crying coming from the basement.
Ugh.
Like,
I don't like that. I don't like auditory things. Obviously, visual things fuck with me, but, like, sometimes I'm
auditory,
like,
things fuck with me way more.
It's always out of the corner of my eye or something, but, like, auditory for sure. Something, like, hearing something, I don't know what it is. It scares me more. I don't know what it is.
I just had, like, a thought and I remembered I haven't told you about this. Oh, God,
what?
So, it's kind of, like, on topic with, you know, the cat.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you what it looked like?
Yeah, well,
like, specifically?
You said something. Well, you just said, like, the long tail. But other than that,
have you seen The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina?
No, I haven't. I've seen, like, two episodes. I don't like the lead actress. I just don't like her.
She is. I love the show, but she is kind of cringy. Yeah. Salem's True Form.
Okay, it's kind of like
that. And that looks identical
to it. I'm going to have to Google it later.
It's literally, like, Tommy has, like, told me numerous times. Like, I think he was the first one to point it out because he's actually seen it forward, like, a couple times.
Well, being around you.
Huh?
Thanks for being around and traumatizing and making everything traumatizing.
Tommy said he never hardly experienced anything before.
Until
he's had a couple experiences, but a lot of them.
It's just been, like, little random bullshit.
We have things like move here. I remember one time we were sitting on the couch and like this bag just went just up in the air and just like the shopping bag.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Yes.
Oh God. Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes.
Y'all. No, there's definitely going to be, like, a lot of opportunities to discuss, like, because a lot of my stuff is definitely, in depth, and I feel like it's also a good opportunity to kind of explain the fact that, like, a lot of people have, a lot of misinformation about, like, spirits.
Exactly.
And like, dead people and stuff like that. I don't like to say necessarily ghosts, because people try to treat it as, like, one of the same, yeah, so it's easier saying dead people.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people think that, for one, they're both the same, and for two, think that, you know, you see commonly on TV all the time, like, oh my gosh, like, you have these bad, malevolent spirits, mm-hmm. and all this other stuff, yeah. and, like, it is so rare. It is so exceedingly rare to ever come across anything that will hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, they're very neutral.
That's one of the main reasons why I wanted to have this first, like, introductory episode with you, because, like, you understand this. I mean, you work with spirits, you do that kind of thing, and you... I'm not as educated on it, and just in general, the rest of us aren't going to be as educated on it. You know more about this kind of thing, and I wanted to be as respectful as possible to talk about these subjects, because I mean, like, I think about how there's, like, movies out based on these spirits that you experience in your culture, and it's like,
oh my gosh, like antlers. Oh my god, that drives me up the walls when they put antlers on the window.
Yeah.
It doesn't have antlers.
Yeah, it's just like little things like that. They'll take it and they'll spin it, or I just didn't know. I didn't want to talk about something that doesn't belong to me.
Oh, really. Yeah, for sure. So, for sure.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be nice to have a little introductory episode with you.
Yes.
And I thank you very much for being on here.
I am so excited to be on here more.
Yeah, you're going to be on here more for sure. We have a couple episodes planned coming up with me and Em and Haley. Some very interesting things. But we are going to be going on, like, location to a couple different places here.
Like
the Mushroom Mines. That's going to be fun. And we're probably going to go back to Clack Mountain and record, like, on location there, and I think that will be very interesting to see if anything happens with you there.
Oh, my, because the last time that we went,
yeah,
Something happened.
Well, it fucking happens every time we're there.
With my luck, it's going to be a fucking mountain lion.
It's going to be a mountain lion. We're just going to be eaten to death, and one of us is going to, like, live and just post it and be like, look what happened. Yeah. Yeah, but I thank you very much, and I guess we will see you all in the next one.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.